Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kim and Tara with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's forensic testing services currently have a backlog of more than 10,000 cases awaiting testing amidst incredible pressure under the service. Health Minister Yvette Dath said the high testing load includes thousands of current and historic cases requiring additional testing. A recent commission of inquiry late last year revealed a series of failures at the Queensland Forensic and Scientific Services Lab, which found managers focused on speed rather than accuracy in DNA testing. These failures included the review of thousands of state crimes, including murder and sexual assault cases dating back to 2008. Federal and international jurisdictions have been enlisted to help with the backlog.
Queensland custard apple growers are hoping to revitalise interest in the fruit by expanding domestic markets. Once common in Queensland backyards, the custard apple has almost disappeared from the local landscape. While Sydney and Melbourne are the major markets for custard apples, the largest growing regions are the Sunshine Coast, followed by the Wide Bay Burnett. With retailers lacking interest in stocking the fruit, Queensland farmers will open their arms to the public to increase education and exposure to the relatively rare and quirky fruit.
In national news, councils across Victoria will host an emergency meeting on Thursday to discuss growing instances of far-right groups targeting LGBTQIA+ events. Drag storytime events have been repeatedly cancelled due to safety concerns after facing threats from far-right groups over the last 6 months. The Municipal Association of Victoria announced on Tuesday that it will host a meeting for mayors across Victoria to help them manage aggressive behaviour and will focus on discussing the increasing risk to safety with police and an expert in extremism. The meeting comes as the Victorian government and the Greens fight over reforming the state's vilification laws, as there are currently no laws in Victoria protecting LGBTQIA+ people from vilification.
Environmental activist group Greenpeace has released new footage of a sunken gas tower off the Western Australia coast, calling for its immediate removal. Greenpeace says the video showed that the Woodside-owned tower is decaying and demonstrated sheer ignorance, sheer arrogance of both Woodside and BHP. The structure sank back in 2013 when it was under the ownership of BHP. A spokesperson for Woodside says they are confident the sunken tower won't negatively impact the marine environment.
In international news, astronomers using the James Webb Telescope have found water in our solar system's main asteroid belt for the first time. In a statement, NASA said the discovery is the first confirmation of a long-held speculation that water ice exists in the warmer asteroid belt inside Jupiter's orbit. Researchers hope the findings will bring future insight into the origins of where the Earth's oceans come from.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is at no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.